Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel tonight with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for a stroll if you're out and about. Cooler temperatures expected in the north with a gentle breeze in Haifa. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line just in under new rules, according to YNET. The military said the sniper posed an immediate threat in northern Gaza. Also earlier this hour, U.S. forces struck a Panamanian vessel in the Gulf of Oman. The Jerusalem Post reports the ship allegedly breached a blockade on Iran. Also this hour, an American helicopter attacked a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. Pakistan claims it is close to reaching some sort of arrangement. Separately, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen revealed earlier today that Israel toured the Fordo nuclear site many times. He described the 2025 U.S. bombing of the site as the fulfillment of all my dreams, according to JNS. And finally, Saudi Arabia's $55 billion investment in gaming is making waves. I24 News highlights the significance of the EA takeover. Here's what people are saying online. I24 News English, a leading news broadcaster, wrote just minutes ago about the meticulous planning involved in a recent operation, highlighting intelligence gathering efforts. Balaz News posted concerns from National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir regarding Likud's new election slogan. He criticized it as very concerning, signaling possible coalition changes with Gadi Eisenkot. Hillel Fuld, a tech investor and commentator, posted earlier today about rising anti-Semitism in America. He emphasized the need for increased security at Jewish schools and synagogues. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in Gaza. According to YNET, the military engaged a Hamas sniper who posed a direct threat. This marks the first strike under newly implemented rules, suggesting a shift toward more targeted actions. The situation remains tense along the border, affecting local communities and security protocols. Meanwhile, the U.S. military's recent actions in the Gulf of Oman saw forces intercepting a Panamanian vessel. The Jerusalem Post reports that the crew was safely transferred, highlighting ongoing tensions over Iran's maritime activities. This incident underscores the fragile balance in regional maritime security. Turning to developments in Iran, former Mossad chief Yossi Cohen's comments about the Fordo nuclear site are making headlines. JNS reports Cohen's acknowledgement of multiple visits before the 2025 bombing. His statements underline the importance of intelligence operations in Israel's security strategy, influencing regional dynamics. On the economic front, first, Cal is expected to cut up to 220 jobs after losing El Al's Flycard franchise. T-Tech reports the credit card company is considering a significant workforce reduction as it faces financial challenges. Separately, Israel's tech workforce remains stable despite ongoing layoffs. Globes notes that while overall numbers are steady, employment patterns are shifting, affecting how the sector evolves. And finally, an analysis from Israel Hayom Business compares real estate models in Sharon. The findings reveal significant price differences, providing insights into market trends in Kfar Saba and Hod HaSharon. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.